Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
This is the debut of Locked On Grizzlies, and on this debut episode, I'm going to introduce myself, get you set for what should be an exciting season of coverage, and have some thoughts on the just-completed Media Day festivities over at FedEx Forum. All of that, and maybe a little bit more on today's debut edition of Locked On Grizzlies.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Locked On Grizzlies. This is the debut episode. I am Peter Edmiston, and I am so happy to be part of the Locked On Podcast Network. David Locke and his crew are putting together a spectacular group of podcasts that are covering the NBA and the NFL like no other. And I'm thrilled to be the guy that's manning the Memphis outpost of the Locked On Network, and I'll be doing it all year long. We're going to come into you pretty much every day talking about what's happening with the Grizzlies and with the rest of the NBA. For those that don't know me, I am Peter Edmiston. I've been covering the Grizzlies now for, since 02? So that's what, 14? This will be my 15th year? Is that right? 14th? Long time. Too long. Longer than I care to remember as I get older. But I am really excited about this new opportunity that we've got to kind of bring you a daily dose of what's happening. Something a little fresh that you'll be able to download on a daily basis and keep in your podcast folder, listen to as you're working out or going to work or doing the dishes or what you know, I listen to podcasts all over the place. So whatever it is you do when you're listening to podcasts, I hope you get to make this part of that. Today we're going to talk about the Media Day and kind of set the stage for this season here on the podcast. And that's kind of what we're going to do throughout. Now, you hopefully have read some of my stuff. I'm part of I'm a small part, but a part nonetheless of a very talented crew over at the Commercial Appeal, writing about the Grizzlies on a regular basis. Of course, Ron Tillery, the beat writer over there, Jeff Calkins, columnist, Chris Harrington, who does fabulous work, is the pick and pop columnist, has done that for a long time. I'm part of that group covering the Grizzlies on a regular basis. You can read Numbers Game generally weekly over at the CA, but you know, we do it sometimes more than once a week if things warrant such coverage. Also, on a daily basis, you can hear me covering the Grizzlies and everything else in the sports world. Here in Memphis, for those of you in the Memphis area, you can listen in 7 to 10, Wolo and Peter in the morning on Sports 56 WHBQ and 87.7 FM, and of course online at sports56whbq.com. You can check me out there. I am on Twitter, by the way, at Peter Edmiston, for those of you that want to follow me there. And I like to tweet out, a lot of stuff. I do what people do on Twitter. Tweet out work stuff, non-work stuff, make people angry, great tweets and some terrible ones too. That's part of the game, right? So we're gonna have that to look forward to. Hopefully you could follow me there. And I would love for you to follow me and send me questions, comments, anything like that. I appreciate that. That's a great way to get in touch with me. You can also email me if you want, peter@sports56whbq.com. If you want to get in touch with me with something that can't be tweeted or something a little longer, I would love to get your emails too. So you can go ahead and send those to me throughout this process. And it's a learning process. So as we go on, love your feedback throughout the coming weeks. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. And please, if you are a Grizzly fan, subscribe. That is awesome. Reviews are great. Subscribing on iTunes when we get all the feeds taken care of, and you know, whatever other podcast services you like to use. I am a Beyond Pod guy, just for what that's worth. I like Beyond Pod. But you know, your mileage may vary. Whatever you're into, go for it. Please add us throughout so you can get it fresh every day and listen to it and let me know what you think. As I mentioned, today I'm recording this on Monday, and we have just completed Media Day, which is a lot of standing around, honestly, for those of us in the media, and some interviews that are highly, highly attended. So you have lots of different microphones and questions from TV and radio and blogs and everything else. Everybody's trying to get their questions in. And you have a group of Grizzlies here that are pretty savvy. These guys have all been around for a while. Certainly, you know, the core four, Mark, Mike, Zach, Tony have done this 50 jillion times. Hard to catch them out, hard to get any kind of shock out of them. But I think by and large, there was a lot of interesting, a lot more interesting things than I might have expected, given the normal nature of how Media Day usually goes. It's pretty protected. There's a lot of guys that are kind of guarded. So you take that into consideration. I think there were some candid comments. Right out of the gate, the biggest story, if you're a Grizzly fan or if you follow the Grizzlies at all, you know the story is health. Are these Grizzlies going to be healthy? You have major health concerns, well, going into the season up and down the roster. You have Marc Gasol, foot injury, broken foot. The history on this thing is not positive, but Mark sure is, and his attitude and what we've seen and everything, all the anecdotal evidence, we haven't seen anything official yet. We haven't watched the guy play a single minute of practice or preseason, but all the evidence from him and from his teammates, all that evidence is very positive. We'll talk about that in a second. Mike Conley, you know about the battery of injuries that he's had to go through, the Achilles most notably, but it's been a bunch with Mike Conley. He looks and sounds like he is refreshed. The concern and the one that's probably the biggest issue right now is Chandler Parsons. Chandler Parsons was not cleared. The other two, Mark and Mike, were both cleared to play and to be basically good to go 100% going into training camp. Chandler Parsons, that is not the case with him. And his role, he was signed with much fanfare as the very first outside free agent signed for the Grizzlies with a max contract. That has not happened before in the history of the franchise. That brings its own set of pressures, but it also shows the importance of his role to the team. And his injury is a little trickier. His comment, and I'll let you hear from Chandler here, this is what he had to say about how things are going with his recovery.
It feels really, really good. Obviously, it's, you know, coming off two knee surgeries. You know, the training staff has developed a program to be, you know, more on the cautious side, but at the same time, every single day, getting stronger, working on different things, working on flexibility, range of motion, all the way from, you know, to my hips to my feet to my back to everything that ties in with the knee. And made a lot of progress, and basically weekly I'll keep, you know, going through workouts, getting tested, and keep progressing from there. And it's tough to say a deadline or, you know, a timeline, but obviously my goal is to play as soon as possible.
So he sounds relatively positive, I would say, but the fact that he's still not cleared, in spite of Marc Gasol being cleared, Mike Conley being cleared, the fact that this injury was really reported, if I remember, I think it was Tim McMahon of ESPN who reported it initially, and I think the thought was that it was going to be a six-week injury, something along those lines. A second knee surgery, yeah, but they weren't super concerned about it, and it dragged on quite a bit, and it's still 6 months, and he hasn't been cleared fully. On top of that, there are all the circumstances surrounding him signing with the Grizzlies, most notably that the Mavericks didn't even really, by all accounts, try to negotiate. Didn't really even enter into any kind of significant negotiation with Chandler Parsons. That just kind of said, okay, we'll let you go. And I don't know that there was even much discussion between Chandler Parsons and the Dallas Mavericks. That is a little worrisome if he's going to play such a big role. You think about what he's going to do for the team. And in fact, I'm going to talk later on this week to Kevin Leip of the Flyer about Chandler Parsons, among others. But if you look at the role that he is slated to play, he's going to do a lot of things that no one else on the team can do. If he can't go, that puts an immediate pressure on the rest of the roster to do some things that maybe they don't want to do, or either to push up somebody like Troy Daniels or James Ennis to have to play a bigger role right out of the gate if he can't go, or one of the rookies. I mean, you know, Wade Baldwin, perhaps. I don't know about Deontay Davis and his plantar fasciitis, but the bigs will have a little more pressure because Chandler Parsons is probably going to slide over and play some four, and the wings will have some pressure too. It's a big deal. He needs to be healthy. Keep an eye on that as preseason goes along. I mentioned Marc Gasol, and Mark, I had a lot of conversation with Mark. He looks good. He looks determined. He looks like maybe the time away from the game rekindled some, I don't know if love is the right, but I mean, sometimes when something's taken away from you, you feel differently about it when it's brought back. And this may be one of those kinds of experiences for Mark, because he seems to have a new appreciation for it. And I think he has a new appreciation for his body. Listen to what he said when I asked him about why he is going to listen to his body a little bit differently now.
It's always because I want to win and I want to help the team win. But I've been probably selfish because not looking at the big picture and putting myself at risk and try to win a game might cause something like this to happen, even though we were so close to the All-Star break. But yeah, obviously I'm going to have to listen a lot more to the professionals.
I thought that was interesting. He said that he had been selfish in the past, that he had tried to play through it because of his desire to win, but doing so is kind of selfish. That's a different approach. You know, most guys think, well, I play through it. I'm doing it, doing the right thing for the team. I'm doing the right thing, you know, I'm trying to really push this out. Well, that's not always the case. It can be selfish, you know? You can be putting yourself first. And maybe that was the case with Mark. Mark's pretty stubborn. He's pretty stubborn. I don't know if he's going to actually, when push comes to shove, be willing to sit when the trainers and staff say, look, man, you got to sit. You got a minutes restriction. If that's the case, then that could be problematic for him. We'll see if he actually does it when the time comes. I mean, this is a guy that is stubborn, and he likes to play a certain way, and he likes to do things a certain way. But his career, this is really important. And generally speaking, players coming off of this kind of injury, you have to restrict minutes for a while before you can give him a full go. I don't think you can expect him to play the same minutes load that he has in years past. Even if he's excited, even if he thinks that he can go, you have to be judicious. He's also added, and I won't say added because he's been able to shoot, but he's never really taken his pick and pop ability all the way past the 3-point line, but he is reportedly doing that now. And in fact, he says he's making quite a few. The thought is that David Fizdale has kind of asked him to move back. You know, Fizdale likes to use bigs in that role. You saw Chris Bosh as a good example, who, you know, was always able to shoot, but never necessarily as a 3-point shooter. He was able to add 3-pointers to his game and diversify before his career has come to an untimely end. And I send my best to him and his family and everybody else. That's a tough man. Blood clots really, really suck. That's tough. I hate to hear about Chris not being able to play. You look at the way his career changed, though. Mark could be in that same kind of mold. You could see that going forward. And I talked to Troy Daniels, who was signed ostensibly to be the Grizzlies' 3-point gunner. Daniels said that Mark's beating him in practice. Not all the time and not even maybe half the time, but some of the time, Mark is beating him as they have these little games that they play after practice. Now, there's a tally. Daniel said there's a tally up on the practice facility wall, so everyone knows, in Troy's words, quote, who the real shooter is. But the fact that Mark's beating Troy Daniels, maybe there's a little something to adding that element to his game. That would be important if David Fizdale wants to diversify the style. And that was something else that we talked about with David Fizdale, among others, you know, the new coach of the Grizzlies. What are you going to do? I asked Mike Conley about this. Mike Conley, by the way, his health is paramount too. Who comes in and replaces Mike Conley if he's hurt? I mean, it's rough. The backup point guard situation right now is rookie slash second year, very unproven, Wade Baldwin. You've got Andrew Harrison. Maybe Tony Roten makes the team. I don't think so, but in any event, it's not a very settled picture at all. So Mike's got to stay healthy. He says he is. He looked good. And he spoke about his role and said that, you know, he's got a bigger contract and he wants to be more assertive. He doesn't necessarily want to be more aggressive and score. He's not going to do a bunch of behind-the-back stuff. That's what he told me, at least. So he's not going to add behind-the-back dribbles and all this stuff to his game. That's not going to be what he does, but he is going to be more assertive. And David Fizdale said in the past that he wants Mike to be more aggressive early in the shot clock, to have that opportunity, and then maybe to go to the post later on in the shot clock is kind of a nice fallback plan. But for Mike to be more into the offense and maybe to get a little more aggressive scoring the basketball early in the shot clock, that would pick the pace up. You got to find a way to pick the pace up while you also have personnel that's not accustomed to doing that. That might be one way to do it. So that's part of it, and that's kind of the big takeaway from Media Day today. Now, we'll find out more as camp goes on. Camp is going on this week here in Memphis. It's not going to be over, you know, the other side of the country. We saw the Grizzlies last year in Santa Barbara. They've been in San Diego. They've done Birmingham. They've done other parts of the state. They're sticking to Memphis. Now, you know, there may be a financial element to that because it's certainly cheaper to stay in Memphis. But I think also it's better if you've got such a new group, and there are a lot of new faces on the bench and a lot of rookies, a lot of young guys to kind of work into the system. And you've got a brand new head coach. I think it makes a lot of sense to keep things simple and to stay local. And of course, you keep an eye on the first preseason game against the Orlando Magic coming up in 1 week, Monday night, the 3rd of October, down at FedEx Forum. We're going to have coverage for you again all year long. I appreciate you guys listening in. This is our first episode, and we're going to have a whole lot more to come, but I'm going to try to give you something every day, just a quick update on what's happening, some news, some interviews. A lot of fun stuff is on the way. Big thanks to all of you guys for listening. Thank you in advance for subscribing. Thank you for your feedback. Big thanks and big ups to David Locke and the Locked On Network. I'm thrilled to be part of it, and it's going to be a lot of fun throughout the year to see how this thing grows. If you are a fan of the Grizzlies, this is your spot. If you're a fan of the NBA, David does Locked On NBA. It's great. And if you're a fan of one of the other teams in the NBA, along with the Grizzlies, then search out your team and who they've got. They've got some great folks that are doing all of this. So check it out. It's going to be tremendous. But for now, on this debut edition, I'll say so long. Again, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I am at Peter Edmiston. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.